It's time for Rhema for Today.
You can do what you want to, but I'm going to walk in love. Praise God. You can shorten your life. You can die prematurely, but not so do it. Secondly, judge himself on money. Now you see that God wants us to have money, but he don't want money to have us. Are you following me? Judge himself on money. I remember the fellow said to me way on back there, said, you ought to write a book. Boy, you'd make money. You can read and make the money. Every time I started to write a book, he said that to me in 1951. It was 1960 before I could ever put out my first book. Because every time I started to, that thought in my mind, I flashed in my mind, make money. I can't do that, see?
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Confession Series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
For this cause, he didn't say these causes, plural, this cause, singular. Many are weak, that's physically weak, and sickly among you, and many sleep. That is, their bodies were sleeping in the grave, their spirit went to be with Jesus. But he infers that they were sleeping prematurely. They should not be. Doesn't he? Well, what's the cause? Number one, not rightly discerning the Lord's body. Not rightly discerning the Lord's body. Well, now, what does that mean? Well, to discern means to see. If you don't see or understand or know when you partake of that piece of broken bread, that the body of Jesus was broken for your physical sustenance. His blood was shed for your remission of sins. But the scripture said, with his stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Well, you see, if you don't understand that, if you don't see that, if you don't discern that, you can eat that bread all day long, partake of the Lord's Supper, and still be sick and weak and die prematurely. Isn't that right? Now, there's also a further thought here. You must also discern this spiritual fact that the Lord's body, the body of Christ, which is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, is one. Is one. And see to it that you walk in love towards fellow Christians, whether they're members of your church or not, whether they agree with you or not. I know the Lord said to me one time several years ago that we had what we call a, and there may be some of you, this modern generation of charismatics don't know about it, but some here maybe would, but you're acquainted with, Christ for the Nations paper, Brother Lindsay's paper. Brother Lindsay gone to be with the Lord. But you see, originally that magazine was called, was a healing magazine, totally, you see. Voice of Healing. And Brother Lindsay started that, actually, back about 1947 on Brother Branham's ministry, just reporting Brother Branham's ministry. Well, Brother Branham, he just felt like he had everybody that came to be prayed for. He had to be prayed for, had to lay hands on them or pray for them or minister to them. And you see, your body is, don't care who you are, how much faith you got, how anointed you are, it's still mortal. And you can overwork. You know, and he'd have, thousands of people, and he'd be sometime 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning before he'd get done, night after night, and just wore himself out. Just flat wore himself out. And couldn't carry on. Well, they finally sent him to Mayo Clinic, tried to find out what was the matter with him, and they said, nothing wrong with you, except that you're fatigued. You've just worn yourself out, worn yourself to a frazzle. You just have to rest and get caught up. So he had to, just for a couple of years, not do much preaching, just lay off. Well, here they've got a magazine, you see, but they got nothing to report. So Brother Lindsay started reporting on other healing ministries. And so the Voice of Healing became a magazine that all the healing ministry, there was a healing revival here in America from 1947 through 1948. And all of the healing evangelists, except Brother Oral Roberts, used the Voice of Healing for many years as a medium of reporting and advertisement and so on and so forth. And I was one of them. And one of the very prominent ministers, Mike Mayhews, he had a tent to seat 20,000 people, fill it up. And the Lord said to me, you go tell him, he's only 35 years old at the time, you go tell him that he's not going to live much longer unless he judges himself. Now you got your Bibles open to the 11th chapter. See, this needs to be preached to the church. See, we don't preach it out here much, but yet I do, because I'm these little different types of meetings. Because you see, in crusades, we're trying to move people to faith, and you'll get a certain percentage of them there to receive now. But now notice, you've got your Bibles open to that 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Notice what he said, for if we judge ourselves, we'll not be judged. But when we are judged, we're chastened of the Lord so that we'll not be condemned with the world. Did you get that? No, the Lord didn't put the sickness on you. Turn back to the 5th chapter of 1 Corinthians real quick, and you'll see what happened here. You'll understand what I'm saying. To turn back to the 5th chapter of 1 Corinthians, Paul said, it's commonly reported that there's fornication among you. Actually, a better word here is immorality. Such fornication or immorality should not be mentioned among the church of God, that a man should have his father's wife. Now here, evidently, is a stepson or a son that's taking his stepmother away from his daddy and living with her in open sin. Paul went on to say, putting him on word, you know, he's rather surprised at them that they were not, hadn't dealt with this situation, so on and so forth. Now notice what he said. Now when ye are come together with my spirit, the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, to deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Now see, that's what happens over there. See, the church could judge on that. They could see that man living in open sin. They could judge that. But you see, the church cannot judge spiritual sins. But God will. Jesus said to me one time when he appeared to me in a vision, he said, I'll judge you quicker on spiritual sins than I will physical sins. Quicker. Amen. See, he can see your heart. And so, if you judge yourself, you'll not be judged. But when you are judged, what happens is God will turn you over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. So, he said, you go tell that minister he's not going to live much longer unless he judges himself. Judges himself on three things. Number one, love. Walk in love toward his fellow minister. Well, we must walk in love toward all members of the body of Christ. We may agree with them, we may not agree with them. But if they're born again, they're members of the body of Christ. Amen. Then let's see to it that we walk in love. Amen. Now you can do what you want to, but I'm going to walk in love. Amen. Praise God. You can shorten your life. You can die prematurely, but not so do it. Secondly, judge himself on money. Now you see that, well, God wants us to have money, but he don't want money to have us. Are you following me? Judge himself on money. I remember the fellow said to me way on back there, said, you ought to write a book. Boy, you'd make money. You can read and make the money. Every time I started writing a book, he said that to me in 1951. It was 1960 before I could ever put out my first book. Because every time I started to, that thought in my mind, I flashed my mind, make money. I can't do that, see. That's the way to get cut off in midlife. I can't put out a book to make money. I got to put out a book to help people. I never made any money off any of the books. The profit off of it goes to, praise God, to work for God. Hallelujah. And so I'll be honest with you. I struggle with that, you know. I mean, that popped in my mind every time. Boy, I'll make some money. And so I just cut it off. Said, no, it's the wrong attitude. Wrong attitude. See, you'll get judged on attitude. Well, see, now the church couldn't judge me on that. They didn't see what was going on. But God could. And I'd have got to judge. But I judged myself. I wouldn't put the book out. I can't put it out. I can't do it. And it took me 9 years. First book I put out in 1960. That man said to me in 1951, you know, said, oh, boy, you can read and make some money. You ought to do it. It's 1953. God said, you go tell him he's not going to live much longer unless he judges himself on love, walk in love, particularly towards his fellow minister. Secondly, on money. And third, on diet. Because he'd eat like a hog. Well, now God is concerned about that. You know, we can get off on diet as well as on anything. You'll get in a ditch on one side or on the other side. You know, and diet can almost become a religion with folks. Are you listening to me? Yet right on the other hand, God wants you to take care of your body. And I don't know. The Bible's my diet book. You know, and I'll just challenge anybody. I haven't had a headache since 1933. That's the last one. August of 1933 is the last headache I had. Praise God. I eat a little bit of anything I want. But see, the Bible said, let your moderation be made known to all men. Be moderate. Be temperate, it said, in all things. And when we get up a little bit older, some of us, we don't need quite as much to eat. We spread out a little more easily.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin-Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Don't Quit, Your Faith Will See You Through. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, Keep the Fire Burning. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin-Burns' CD, Holy Spirit, The Ultimate Best Friend. Last is Reverend Craig Hagin's CD, The Mindset of a Champion. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Well, you know, Call to Arms Men's Conference is coming up yes. Really soon. Just
November 6th and 7th.
Yes, just a little over 3 weeks here, right here on the Rhema USA campus. Ladies, let me tell you, our husbands just leave everything up to us to organize them, to sign them up for things. So go right now, sign up your husband for Call to Arms, because I'm telling you what, he will come back a changed person. So that's November the 6th and 7th. That's Thursday night and all day Friday. Yes.
And Friday night. Rhema.org/CTA.
Yes.
You can register there. Hey, at the men's conference, you're going to get some good messages, but then also we're going to have some fellowship time over in NRC, the Nanowski Rec building. And there's... In the past, a lot of the guys get over there and they play basketball, they play volleyball. We sit around the table and just talk. And sometimes there is a football game on the TV and we'll watch that and talk. It's just a great time of spiritual renewal and natural fellowship with men of like faith. So come on out and be with us.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.